This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The United States became the world's top oil producer this year, but there are some new numbers out today raising some eyebrows about how long that might last. Production this July was down about 2% over a month earlier. Marketplace's Scott Tong explains one of the big questions people are looking at is how much oil you get per well.
The big star in the U.S. oil story is fracking, a technology to drill and break up what's called shale rock and get the oil out. But after a decade, shale oil wells are showing signs of being less productive. One reason? They're spaced too close together. Kind of like planting trees too close together, says Ryan Duman. He's an analyst at Wood Mackenzie.
You want to get wells close enough together so that you can kind of maximize your recovery, but not put them so close together that you're sucking the same oil that the other well would be producing otherwise.
The question is whether the American shale story is starting to hit a limit, or a wall, as some analysts see it. It's not just the fracking, it's also the money. Daniel Cruz at Chorus Research says energy investors are more stingy as profits have been low, so less money is being put into the oil fields, and rising production could turn downward.
This will flip, and the reason that I think it will flip is because you're just not putting the same amount of resource into the ground.
One influential bank says U.S. well production is going flat. Supplies will slow, and oil and gas prices will rise even more next year. But Philip Dunning at the energy consultancy Enverus says the game isn't over.
The problem that I've always found is that betting against American anything really is not the way to go, especially with oil and gas. We just need to basically just step it up on the engineering level, and we get there constantly.
He says prophets of doom for U.S. oil production have spoken out in the past and been wrong. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.